Drakkar's bitches, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I have a guest. I've made it work. I have a guest and I think it sounds fine. So Katie Maloney is on the pod this week because, well, people don't like us. So there's that. And we'll get into that later because we just can't not. But before I do, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm good. I'm fine.
You know, I still wish that we were quarantining together.
I know.
Like we were for the first few days. That
was the best.
That was like, it's like,
I was dying.
That reminds me of like season one Vanderpump Rules where it's like, you don't even know, like, it's like we're all just shit faced, having fun, not knowing what's to come. You know what I mean?
It's not like, knowing how it's going to, how long it's going to last.
Not knowing how long it's going to last. Yeah. It's like that was, we were just so. Yeah. We were
naive,
just blissfully unaware of what our lives were going to become. It's like Lala's wedding would have already happened.
I know. Oh, God.
That's insane to me. It would have already happened.
I know. That makes me so sad. I know that weekend was really sad.
Do you feel sad every day like I do?
I've gotten past that point. There was definitely like a week, probably a couple weeks ago where It was looking real grim and real bleak over here, because I started climbing the walls. I got to the point where I could not sit down and watch another minute of TV.
Yeah,
I just wanted to do something different. It was just like Groundhog's Day. I don't know what I wanted to do. I wanted something else, and
I've noticed actually that watching TV is making me more depressed. And so Bo and I decided like we're not going to turn on the TV until like 6 p.m. or like something like that. Like, so it's like we wait, we do shit, try and do things throughout the day and then turn on the TV, because otherwise, like once I turn it on, it's like there's no getting me out of this like comatose, depressed state, and I'm just there and I can't do anything else.
Yeah. The whole like, I was doing real, real strong marathons of the Real Housewives of New York, you know. And now, so Tom and I got the Nordic Trek treadmill because I just like wasn't moving for days on days. And like luckily we have stairs in the house because I don't know what else would happen. But so I don't watch Housewives unless I'm on the treadmill. So it's like, right. I have to reward myself.
Yeah.
With an episode by walking.
I know. I need a treadmill, Katie, but there's no one to come. You got yours right in time. So like you didn't have to, like you got your set up before this. It's like, I can't set that up with Bo. Like Bo and I get in fights over setting things up because we have the house and so much to do in there. And he's like, why don't you come help me with like the ceiling, putting these on? And I'm like, that's the most boring task ever. Like, no. And he's like, I'm trying to give us like a hobby to do together.
Love that kind of stuff,
and I'm like, fuck it. No, I would literally rather do anything, anything else. He made me put together a tomato like crate the other day.
What?
Like, cause he wants to start growing tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
A tomato planter. And at first I was really bitchy about it. And I was like, seriously, you're going to make me go outside to do this? And he's like, why are you being such a brat? He's like, I'm trying to like do something together with you. I'm like, because this is, I don't even know. I'm just like, I can't, I don't know. I don't really enjoy housework. Right. So I need a treadmill. But problem is I have no one to put it together for me.
Yeah, you really, yeah, it's a bitch. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, it's been a saving grace.
Have you and Schwartz gotten into any fights?
Only kind of recently, because he's done two things that have really pissed me off. Okay, so we went to Home Depot the other day.
Risky.
It wasn't bad, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't risky. We needed to get some more mulch for the backyard because it's just kind of blown away. I don't know where it's gone, but like we have to like remulch. And then there was just like some other like little random things. I got a new little bonsai thing. And then I actually got like a little growing kit for some basil and some lavender upstairs. And then some other things. But so after we got out of the car, he was carrying some stuff in. And then on like one of my passenger doors, the handle, as he was walking by, he like I would say aggressively brushed by, and the panel on my door handle, like he just like ripped off as he walked by.
Oh shit.
And it's like, I know it was an accident, but here's one of those things where it's like just something that now I have to deal with.
And so
it's just like, come on, bro, like have some spatial awareness. So I just, it wasn't a fight, but I was just like, I just got so annoyed with him and I just couldn't look at him for like an hour. And then
you haven't gotten any screaming fights?
Oh, no.
Really?
And then today, because I have like totally gotten down with the whole like whipped coffee trend.
Oh God, I just feel like that would give me the worst gas. Like I like drinking whipped coffee. It feels like it's just a puff of gas that I'd be ingesting.
It's delicious. Puff of gas. It's so good though. But anyway, so I have one of those like hand like whipper thing, or like mixers. Sorry, whipper. Mixers.
Yeah.
That you get from IKEA. And
you're so trendy right now with your whipped coffee. I'm sorry. Okay.
These are the times we're in. I haven't gone to making banana bread, but like I am.
Fuck everyone making banana bread.
So he saw me making it. Like he wanted to try it as well. So he saw me using this like but it's a battery powered hand mixer, right?
Right.
He saw me using it, making us both whipped coffee 2 days ago. And then this morning, I was making it. So I have the ingredients all in this bowl. And I'm like, where's that mixer thing? He goes, it's in the dishwasher. And I was like, the dishwasher? Why is it in the So I pull it out. And of course, it's not working. And so I'm like, okay, like, let's try new batteries. And it's just not working. And he's like, I'm like, Tom, did you run the dishwasher with it in here? He's like, no. No. And I was like, are you sure? And he's like, no, like you just did that yesterday. I'm like, no, it's 2 days ago and you've run the dishwasher. He was like adamant that he had not ruined my hand mixer.
Okay.
But it's okay. It was only like $6 from IKEA. It's fine.
Your fights are lame. I know. You need to step it up.
We do. Well, as you've seen in Vanderpump Rules, we do step it up, but it requires a whole day of drinking.
That's where our fight happens. That's
in order for us to really step it up. But yeah, that only happens like once a year and it's usually on Vanderpump Rules. But
yeah,
you know, but that's the extent of like, it's not even a fight, but he saw me get annoyed and he's like, I'll make a list of all the shit you do that annoys me. I was like, fine. And then
that would actually kind of be fun and therapeutic. Let's and make a list of the things that annoy us about each other.
But no, we haven't fought. No, we get along.
Oh, girl, I fought so hard that I don't remember it the other day. It was Sunday, so Bo was like, I'll make Stussy skinny strawberry margaritas. And you can't taste.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you can't taste tequila in it. It's like fresh strawberries, fresh raspberries, fresh lime juice, jalapenos blended together with tequila.
I have heartburn.
Oh, it's fucking just, delish. And all day long, all night long, we drank them. And I woke up the next morning, like, I can't remember last time I was that hungover. And I just didn't remember. I knew something had happened, but I didn't know what. And he came in the room. He's like, do you want anything? Like, do you want a tea or anything? And I'm like, why is he being nice to me?
Oh,
and I'm like, what did I say to you last night? He's like, do you want to know? And I was like,
dark passenger.
It was full-blown dark passenger. Wow. I guess I'm really, really deep down, truly so upset that he won't paint me. That was a huge part of it.
He won't paint
you. The fact that he's like deep down something.
He's not going to draw you like one of his French girls.
So that's like a huge thing for me. The fact that I just want to decorate it, our house, exactly the way that I want to is a huge thing for me when I'm drunk. And how he rips off our ruggable carpet. And I honestly remember that part because that's how it started. And
the
then
ruggable.
Because I knew that it was going to be so hard to get back on. Oh, and just no. With the way that he ripped it off, like he just didn't care or know what was going to come because it's so hard to put back on, pissed me off. And then I thought he drugged me.
I remember, like, that part, I remember running around being like, you drugged me. What type of drug did you put in here? I feel crazy. And then the rest is history. Oh, and God. So
I wish I could have been there. See, this is why I hate this.
I know. Bo would have told. I'm surprised Bo didn't FaceTime you for help, actually, because he likes to do that. And then it didn't help that, like, 3 days later, Vanderpump Rules airs, and there's like a full other Dark Passenger moment.
Worst time ever.
I couldn't escape it. And then I go on Twitter, I can't escape it. I go on Instagram, I can't escape it. Not even in my own, like, I feel like Facebook group for like my podcast, I can't escape it. Like, it is just out there. I'm a monster, whatever. Everyone, calm down.
Okay. I am loving this.
So
it's okay.
So there's that.
So right.
But those a bit, that was our major fight. But
you don't remember it.
I hate how he doesn't really fight back. Yeah. Because then I look like a full blown asshole. You know, if he could just fight back a little, it's like, then, especially on that episode I watched, if he could have just fought back.
You don't want that, because I remember early on in Tom and his relationship, he didn't fight back. It was just me.
Okay.
And it's.
And it was better.
And now. That's a good point. The resurgence, or not the resurgence, but the insurgence of Tequila Tom.
That's a good point, because, you know, once you get used to, and I've told you guys this, that, and when people ask me about you guys in interviews or stuff like that, they're like, how can you not, like, be just as mad at Katie for her relationship as you are for like Kristen or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, because Katie, like, that's just their fighting style, and they get over it within an hour, and it's never brought to my front door. Like, she's never sitting around like complaining about and like telling me that she's unhappy like with her relationship. All I hear is that like she's happy. All I see is that she's happy, unless they are in that specific fight. So it's like, and I always tell you guys this, once you get into a fighting pattern, that's when it's like, it's so hard to get out of it. So I guess if Bo started fighting back, then that would become our fighting pattern. So I guess it's best that, like, I just bully him.
Jesus.
Just got to keep him in line.
Oh, Bo.
I know. Oh, I love him.
I miss Bo.
Thank God I'm quarantined with him. I mean,
yeah,
it does make life a little fucking sweeter. Blah, whatever. But this episode of Vanderpump Rules was funsies. I think we're officially canceled.
What do we say? Are we canceled?
I don't know. You know, I feel like
I've been canceled, but
I feel like before we even like talk about Witches of WeHo stuff, can I just say, it's like, people watch reality TV for drama, and when they get it, they hate you for it.
Yeah.
But then if we don't have drama, they're like, get her fired. What does she even do for this show? So I'm like, I can't win. All I can do is be myself. And I'm like, that's actually how I felt that night. I was really fucking upset.
Yeah.
I've been told a million times that like Bo feels differently now, is never going to propose. So I'm constantly dealing with that. And then the Kristen thing, and I just lost my shit.
Yeah.
I lost my shit. It happens.
But I just know, like, it was really hard, because I just wanted to be like, oh my God, girl, if you just knew what was going to happen in less than 24 hours. Yeah.
Honestly, Bo should have just been like, it's going to happen. Just chill out.
Yeah. I was upset the way like his whole approach of like wanting to sort of like steer you off a path.
It was cruel.
I mean, I also was like,
you were just as bad.
I know.
And you would poke me and walk around and be like, well, Stassi doesn't have a ring. Well, Stassi doesn't know what it's like to be engaged. Like, you added to it. They should show. There was more of that out there.
It was fun.
But
I definitely, I added fuel to that fire for sure.
What a night.
I know.
What a night.
But.
Yes.
It all
worked out.
All's well that ends well.
It all worked out. You know, you and I haven't really spoken about the Witches of WeHo breakup together.
I've said next to nothing publicly.
I want to be respectful.
yeah, I think what I've seen online is just general confusion about our breakup with Kristen, and people saying like, well, how can you just dump your friend like this? And it's such a loaded thing, such a layered thing.
Yeah.
It just, and it's not simple.
It's not simple at all. Like, I know, like, with TV and in life, people want things to be like black and white. This happened, so this happened. Like, I am reacting to this, but like, this is the opposite of a black and white situation. And this feeling, like, these feelings started to develop like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, when, like,
basically, with Kristen and our breakup with Kristen, it didn't begin this summer. It didn't begin with what was happening with her and Carter this summer.
Yeah.
It started, let's just get into it.
All right, get into it. It's, I mean,
I'm
going to say this is how I feel. Okay. Right. I feel where it started for me was when, like, before every season, we're like, we have to be honest. This is a reality show. We have to be honest. We need to bring it. Like, we can't hide anything. Like, that's what it is. You just have to be real. And Kristen admittedly had said, like, I'm not showing that much of my relationship, but like how I actually feel.
Yeah.
But how do I do that? And we're like, we'll organically talk about it with you, because we do every night anyway. So like, we'll talk about it. And we did. Like last season.
What it was that she would talk about her relationship, but she wasn't honest about what was really going on in her relationship. And so when she said that she wanted to be honest about what was really going on in a relationship, we're like, okay, we can help you talk about it, but will you be honest about it? Like, if we help you bring it to light.
Yeah.
Will you be honest, or will you defend it? Like, yeah. And she said yes. So when that time came,
we did. And if you guys remember season 7, when like we go to the winery, like, or like up in Solvang, we like, there are multiple times where either Katie or I are bringing it up or talking about it or fighting with Carter about it or something. And Kristen just defended Carter as if these conversations have never happened and made us look like,
how dare you talk about this? And it's like,
you wanted us to. It's like, what?
And it became really difficult when she would defend him so aggressively to us on camera. But then off camera, it was a very different situation. She still wanted to have these heart-to-hearts and still wanted to vent and still wanted our advice and still wanted the shoulder to cry on. And we would still obviously offer that to her because, you know, she was our best friend. She was our sister. We still, you know, cared about her and we still were supportive of her. But then the next time we talked about it on camera, it was the same thing again, where she would be aggressively defending him and coming after us and treating us like we were horrible friends.
Yeah.
For putting her in this position.
That is literally where this started for me. The position that
she had put herself in. We didn't put her in this position. She had put herself in this position. And we were trying to help her be more honest about her life. Something that she had decided that she wanted to do. And had asked us to help her do that.
Yeah.
So and then here we are just frustrated.
Yes.
By and this whole so that, situation.
That's how last season goes. Then cut to the reunion for that. And I'm sitting there hoping, I'm like, hopefully after she's seen what it was like on camera and that she just made us look like assholes for bringing it up and then defended Carter, I thought she was going to be like, I'm sorry that I did that. But then she doubled down on it. And it was like at that moment at the reunion that I was like, fuck you. I'm like, I thought like that she was going to realize like, we had this conversation and you said you wanted to be more honest. You told, like, you asked us to do this. And now you're going to double down on it again and yell at us like you've never been in a shitty relationship. Like you and Tom like had your issues. I'm like, listen, we're not mad that you're in a shitty relationship.
Yeah.
Like we're mad that like, I get it. I have, everyone knows I've been in shitty relationships.
This is never about like comparing.
I'm mad that you're making us look like bad friends.
Yeah.
That is why I'm mad. So now everything after the reunion that happened after that pissed me off and added another layer to it, and I couldn't get back to a normal place with her, and then it just snowballed and got bigger. And then once you have an issue that's just so big, it's like every little thing then bothers you, and it's like, I can't handle this anymore. This has now gone on way too long. I don't know how to resolve this.
Yeah.
It's like
it's also, I feel like,
and this is our point of views. Kristen has her own.
Yeah, so like, of course. You know, I also feel like
we're okay, not saying we're right.
When also our friendship has over the last 10 years, you know, we've, Stassi and I have had a falling out, and then, you know, we've reconnected, and Kristen and I have had a falling out, Stassi and Kristen. But when the three of us came back to being the three of us again, we all like had sat down and we're like we are stronger than ever, like we're sisters and we never want to repeat history again. Like let's have something different, let's have something better, like let's be 100% all the time, let's have transparency, let's be honest, let's be open, like,
yeah,
that's the only way our friendship can ever like
we
withstand.
Literally had a meeting like
we
a
had
cult
a pact.
It like, was like a this, pact, yeah,
we had this pact that we were always gonna just have this like 100% all the time with each other,
yeah,
and that was what we led with. And so with Kristen, when she started having like these kind of major issues come up in her relationship, and you know, Stassi and I like yeah, sometimes we had kid gloves on with her, and then other times it was like we'd had to be a little more like tough love with her, you know. And it got to like a point with her at times where like we had to be like really kind of like stern, and she was just like, I can't do this. And we're like, but Kristen, this is, we would remind her of that pact that we all had, you know, that we were always going to be like transparent and honest. And she just got to a point where she just was like, oh, well, this doesn't work for me anymore. I'm like, well, that's not going to work for us. Like,
yeah.
You know, we were not going to go back on that and go back to that place. You know, we had grown from that place. And Stassi and I were not going to go back there again. And she was kind of starting to renege on that. And so that's when I started to like, the cracks in that foundation started to show. And, you know, also for me personally, where I started to like, have issues with Kristen was that, you know, I'm always like, I feel like it's been really difficult for me to hear like, you know, I've dumped her when she was going through something difficult, because I felt like I was like a real rock for her for a really long time. And she, you know, this wasn't recent. This is the stuff with her and Carter. This wasn't a rough patch. This wasn't like, this breakup has been going on for a very long time. And
yeah, you can't see her going through a hard time for 2.5 years straight.
And she would come over like not once, not twice, like multiple times, like countless times. And she would be upset. And I would look at somebody who I cared about and loved a lot and be so upset. And I'd be like, okay, like my friend is upset. Like, and she'd be talking to me, and you know, when I would talk to her and she would want advice, like I wouldn't just like pull words out of my ass. Like I would empathize with her and I would sit with her for a very long time and like, you know, feel hurt with her and be like, you know, talking with her and feel like, you know, she would be getting stronger or that she would be getting to a good place or finding her strength along the way. And she would leave, and I would still be left feeling like gutted for her.
Yeah.
And being like, man, I really hope that like these, you know, this resonated with her and that she's going to, you know, find a way to like feel happy and find a way to like find strength to like get happy. And then the next day, like, it's like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And then that weekend it's like, okay, Carter's going to come, so just like be nice to him. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to try, but like, I can't just turn, it's not a switch that I can just like turn off with him okay, but like, I'm going to do it for you. And then the next week we would do the whole thing all over again. And that continued, that whole thing continued on a loop over and over and over and over again. And it got to a point where I'm like, holy shit, like I can't keep doing this because I can't keep seeing you over and over like this. And it just, it's almost like with an addict where it's like, you are doing this to yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to help you anymore. And I care about you and I love you. And but you were doing this to yourself. And it's getting, to me, it started to feel like you just want like sympathy for something that you're, for a situation that you are putting yourself in.
For years.
For a very long time.
Say, I'm going through a hard time right now. For years. Why can't you just be there for me when I'm going through a hard time? For years. So I'm like, when does this hard time shift?
Yeah,
like, so how many years am I going to be in this hard time?
So I feel like when we started to like ask for like healthy boundaries, like, okay, well, then I can't have you talk to him. I can't have you talk to me about him anymore. That really upset her. It's like, but it upsets me too. And also it's like, but you have to remember, like, it's not about me, but like, I also have like a life, and like, it takes a lot of like energy out of me and emotional energy out of me to keep putting into you when you're not doing anything with that.
No, I know. Cause like, I remember like during those times, like, I would leave you guys and go back to Bo, and it's like all I could talk about was Kristen and Carter.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
like became like a thing.
Yeah.
Where, because it was just like on my brain all the time. And I'm like, this is not okay. Like, this is all I'm talking to my boyfriend about. Like, Kristen and Carter. That's really fucking weird. Like, it's, yeah. I'm bringing it back home now.
It's just that everything is just like very upsetting now in hindsight. And
it is, it all sucked. We all, you know what, where we all went wrong is like, I don't think you and I explained ourselves properly.
Especially, I guess it's all when coming down communication.
Yeah, I think that where I, at least I think I went wrong, is that I didn't explain to her, like, when you asked us to be honest on camera about your relationship, and then you made us look like assholes, yeah. and then yeah, doubled yeah. down on it again at the reunion, I had a shift. Instead, I backed away. I didn't communicate how yeah. I felt. I just backed away, and I was like, "Fuck it," and that's yeah, because, my fault.
But yeah, but it's like when you get turned off and you feel slighted and you feel let down by somebody, that is a natural reaction, especially because time. So much time and there's hurt involved and you feel disappointment.
Right.
That's just a natural reaction. And I just, again, it's just, I can't iterate more that this is just such a layered, complicated situation, that this wasn't knee jerk. This wasn't just us dumping our friend with her going through a hard time. Like, we had really, truly been there for her and supported her in privacy, because she didn't want to talk about this publicly. She didn't want to, like, and we respected that.
Yeah. So we never brought it up until she.
And this wasn't something that we weren't going to talk about or bring up, you know, until she was ready to talk about it. Like, at least, you know, publicly, meaning like on the show or just in general. And until she was ready. And then when we did, it was just like, well, fuck you. And I'm like, well, what do you mean fuck me? Like, I wouldn't have brought this up or said anything.
Yeah.
Unless you were ready for it. And I'm sorry that you don't like want to have this conversation on camera.
But I specifically remember like one scene last year during season 7 when she was like, well, we're fine. I think it was like after Lala's like movie premiere thing. And she's like, well, I'm fine today. Carter and I are fine today. So like, shut up. We're fine today. Why are you guys doing this? And it's like, what? Okay. Well, so today you woke up on the, like, what? That.
Yeah.
That's not how this works. You can't just decide that you were fine today, so then that makes us evil bitches. Like, that's not how. I was just so exhausted and confused and hurt by it that I was like, this don't make no sense. I don't need this shit. Like, I don't need this shit. No one does.
I guess the reason why I haven't properly communicated my feelings to Kristen is because I just was very tired of being called a shitty friend after being such, I'm sorry if this feels like I'm gloating, of being such a great friend to her and a supportive friend. Like, I mean, like, Kristen came to me because she really was like, I like value and appreciate your advice, and this is why I want to come talk to you, because she had said that, like, you know, you and Tom have like gone through like, you know, a lot and have overcame a lot and have come out on the other side of things. Like, yeah, like Tom and I don't have a perfect relationship. And I, you know, and I'm not here saying like, well, my relationship is perfect,
but it's,
and yours is
but
shit.
But it's also, yeah, but it's also not fucked up to turn that around on us.
Yeah.
When it was like, but you asked for this. You wanted us to talk about this. Like, and then to turn around and be like, oh, really, Stassi? Like, you and Patrick for 4 years? I'm like, I'm fully aware that I've been in a lot of shitty relationships. This is not the point right now. Yeah, like, the point is you're making me feel and look like a bad friend. And that. Yeah. Isn't okay.
When people want to bust out the history books to mainly for the point of like deflection, is gets a little muddy and a little frustrating, because it's like, okay, well, we could do that all day long.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about that right now. And with you and Patrick, like, yeah, like, did your relationship with Patrick affect our friendship? Like, yes, because like, you ultimately landed up like leaving, you know, and going to New York, and like, we didn't like talk for some time and all of that. But like, when you came back, like, you straight up just didn't talk to me about Patrick. Like, that, like, I didn't know what was going on. That was like, that was often something that you just like didn't talk about, period. I would have to like drag it out of you, you know, whereas like with Kristen, it was just like a constant thing. It was I wouldn't compare them or put like, they're not the same in a lot of ways. I mean, no, like, yeah, like shitty relationships are shitty relationships. So yeah, that's fine. Sure. All day. Yes. Relationships are all complicated for sure.
Yeah. I think it's, fuck.
but when someone is sandbagging you on a consistent basis with their problems, and then you are like, hey, this is becoming draining, this is emotionally draining, this is feeling toxic, this is feeling like poison in my head a little bit, because this is something I'm talking about constantly, this is something I'm thinking about constantly, like, this is now seeping into my life, I can't have this anymore, that's when it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
And I didn't like, I don't know.
Well,
what else to say?
I don't know. Me neither. It's all fucking sad the way everything happened.
And so now, like, this, I mean, this past year, this past summer has just kind of been like pylons of that, and like just us trying to salvage and trying to just.
And then like, I would just
make nice with things, I guess.
It's just hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. And like,
and Chris, I just honestly, and like, I might regret saying this, but Kristen just got really good at just playing a victim here. That's all I can say about that. Like, I think she's,
but maybe she did, because we did not communicate properly what we were.
I will accept that fault. And that was probably her frustration of that too.
Because I see that. Like, as much as I like sometimes watch and I'm like, oh my God, here's the victim thing again. Why me? Why me? Like, poor me. I'm going through a hard time. And it's like, what? You know why. And then I'm like, does she know why? I'm like, did I properly explain at least my feelings and like why I like dipped out? Like,
I told her at times, like, Kristen, like, I love you, and like, this, none of this.
But
has
no
been
one's. But in, but you can't expect somebody to hear that. And I understood that, like, when I watched it, like, you can't expect somebody to hear "I love you" when you're saying, "But I need to be away from you." Do you know what I mean? So like,
I know.
I understand where she's coming from with that. That's what I mean. I don't feel like one person is solely wrong. We've all like contributed into whether it's lack of communication or fucking somebody over or like going back on what you said you were going to do. Like, we've all played a part in this
for sure.
And none of us are
none of us is the really truly a victim.
No.
So there's that.
No, I agree with that.
Feels weird to even talk about on like a pod. Like it feels like this is like, isn't it crazy the world we live in where it's like you like work out some of your issues and discuss like things that you would discuss in therapy on a podcast that's going to go out to a shit ton of people to listen. Yeah. And we're all doing it. It's like, I only feel comfortable talking about this on the podcast because I know Kristen has and like Sheena has, Tom and Ariana have, Lala does. So like,
yeah.
If everyone else is going to come in and play the like their it just feels so strange.
I know,
if you think about it, like what world is this where we're just like want to hear all the inner workings of our relationships and thoughts and feelings.
Let me just shout it into a microphone.
Yeah, it's really bizarre.
But I feel like I thought like, you know what? I don't want to say anything. I was quiet on so many levels on so many things just because I just didn't want to say anything and I didn't want to be disrespectful. But yeah. I just felt like, you know what? Like, I think it's important just to like let people know.
Well, yeah.
Where, like, if our saying, like, is, well, like, there has to be, people keep saying, like, there has to be more. I'm like, oh my God, there's a lot more.
There is way more, but it's also too hard to, like, it's a lot to explain.
There's a lot to explain because it's just like, and not, like, I don't want to say, like, the whole thing, like, oh, there's so much you didn't see because it's like, it's our lives. It's our real friendship. It's our lives. There's 365 days in a year. And like, yeah, we only film the show a portion of the year and you only see a portion of what we film and like, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's so how it's not, is for every.
It's not to everything. Take away from any of it, but it's just like, this is just, it's complicated. Relationships are complicated. Friendships are complicated. And, you know, it's just feelings.
Yeah.
Are all up, tangled up all up in that.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I think that honestly feels like I got a lot off my chest. Like at least like it's almost like when you write, like when someone's like, if you're feeling depressed or you're feeling anxious or you're in a fight with someone, write it down. Even if you like throw the piece of paper away and then you feel like, okay, you've got your thoughts out there. Well, I did that on a public platform.
Same.
But also this is what our lives are, to be out there on television or on Instagram or on a podcast. So like, I don't know. It feels weird. But not at the same time.
Correct.
It just feels kind of, it's like if Black Mirror was a show way back then, they would, like, let's say in the 80s or something. If it was a show in the 70s or 80s, this would be an episode about the future. Where like in the future, people don't discuss their problems and communicate properly with each other. They record a podcast and put it out to the world and let everybody else decide whether to cancel them or not.
Oh my God. This is a nightmare.
For real though.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. Whatever. I get engaged next week, so at least there's Yay.
I can't wait to watch it because I knew that it was happening and it was coming and I was so excited and I wish I could have, like, I was like, Bo, can I just like be there watching behind like a tree or can I be pretend to be, I wanted him to be like, can I like play a zombie? Like, can I like dress up as a zombie and like have it be a whole like theatrical thing? And he's like, maybe.
He probably truly considered that.
Well, no, he actually like did. Like he was like maybe gonna have like it be like a more, yeah.
Oh, like
ask him about that.
Okay.
But yeah, I wanted to like be there. I wanted to like experience it.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see. I'm also like nervous because I don't remember what I said, like how I said anything. I don't really remember what he said. It was like such a blur. And I'm like, what if I'm one of those losers that has like such a lame response? You like watch certain shows and movies and like they say super lame shit and you're like, oh God, I hope I never say shit like that when I get engaged. What if I'm the worst?
I remember just like, what did I say to Tom? I kept saying like, are you joking? Or are you joking? I just like looked at him like, because... his whole thing. Yeah. And I was like, are you what did I say? Like, are you kidding? Are you joking? Are you serious? I didn't want to believe it because like
it was risky to believe it. What if it was a joke on you?
I know. I was like, what if I get excited? And then he's like, psych.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But
I didn't even remember. Like you're going to love it because it's just like you get to relive it. How exciting is it that you get to relive it?
I know. That is, I feel soups hashtag blessed that I get to relive that. It's like every time when I talk to my wedding planners, and they're like, yeah, so you're probably going to have to postpone or cancel or figure something out at this point. Like you just make decisions. I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, wait, but I want it to be filmed because I want to be able to watch it forever and ever.
Yeah. My vote goes to postponing.
Yeah.
And then like in the meantime, you could always like have a baby.
I know.
And then your baby can be there.
That's true. That's true. I could just like try and have a baby quick. Honestly, at this point, if I had to get married pregnant, I wouldn't care.
Why don't you just like postpone it for this like same date for like the next year?
That's possible.
Yeah.
I mean,
a year flies by.
Anything's possible. This is the thing. When they were like, can you postpone it to the spring? I'm like, well, as of right now, I'm going to be on tour during the spring. So no. And also, what if there's like a second wave of this stuff? We don't know when it's happening. So like, I don't even want to go into planning anything because I don't know what the...
I feel like the safest thing is just to like postpone it for the same date next year.
Okay. That's like the first time someone's brought that.
And then you just like keep the same dream alive.
Then I just get a year later. I try and have a baby and then I get liposuction and just figure it out.
You can still have like your same dress.
Yeah.
You don't have to like, you don't have to alter like anything.
I feel like that dress would work even if I was preggers.
Totally would.
It would.
It totally would.
You're romantic as shit.
Uh-huh.
So like if I have to go to Italy pregnant or at some point, I don't give a fuck. Can we just get there? Can we just have a moment where all of my friends and like family, we can go to Italy together? That's it. You know, that's truly all I want.
I vote for that. I'm so obsessed with that idea.
Well, I said I'm not going to make a decision for another month.
Okay.
So there's that. Okay, well,
that felt really good.
It did. Oh, well, thank you for doing that. Well, call me after this so that we can freak out about what we just said.
Whatever we're just talking about, because I don't remember. We're going to have to relive that. Speaking of reliving stuff.
Yeah, I know. Okay, stay safe, everyone. Go follow Katie on Instagram @musickillskate. Bye.